Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. On today's episode, we have 4A Coach of the Year, Doug Eck of Andale. It didn't take long for Coach to put the Indians back on top of the 4A leaderboard after a bit of a drop in expectations in recent years. It was the first title this year since 2012, and it didn't come without a dose of drama. Current UNK Loper and three-time state champion for the black and gold, Hector Serratos, had to pull out a victory over a returning state champion, Devin Weber of Pratt, to secure the team title over Chanute. Coach joins us on the line today. Welcome to the program, Coach.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so talk about the season that was. 2020-21 was unlike any in history. What did it take for you to hold things together during the season, and describe what it was like to come out on top at state?
Well, you know, like all coaches, you know, we struggled with all the protocols and you know, no one likes to wrestle or play a football game or whatever sport it is in front of no fans. So, you know, taking that away from the kids wasn't, you know, those of you that know me, they know how I feel about the whole lockdown thing, but we won't get into that. But, you know, it was rough, but, you know, we just stuck our nose to the grindstone and just worked hard every day. And the kids, you know, they bought in and we really, when it came to the state tournament, we really didn't wrestle well early and man, it didn't look good for us at all. And we had some kids that turned it up a notch and we got it done. So, needless to say, it was, you know, the fans got their money's worth. I don't have much hair, but I got less hair after that tournament.
Yeah, no doubt. So talk a little bit more about that, you know, your expectations going into the state tournament. You know, with the limited schedule and not being able to see everybody both individually and as a team, I know you saw some of the top competition during the year, but just what was it like with your expectation going? I mean, were you gunning to win it? I mean, knew you were right there, or was it a little bit of an unknown going into the tournament?
Well, we knew we had a shot. We knew we felt like us and Chanute and Tonganoxie were the three teams that had a crack at it. And we were having good practices. We actually missed we had a kid that wasn't able to participate in the qualifying series that may have had a shot to get there too. You know, the eight man bracket, I don't know how it affected the other teams, but we had a couple of kids that we felt like if it was a 16 man bracket, we're going to score some points for us at state that didn't. I tell you what, I'm not one of those guys that sits down and counts points and looks at matches and, hey, we might be able to tech him, we might be able to, you know, pin this guy. All I knew was we just need to go match by match and we knew that we had a shot. I can say that. And, you know, we don't ever let the kids get too, you know, obviously they get overconfident, and that leads to someone that, you know, thinking they don't have to work hard. And that was never the case. So, we thought we were going to get there. But, you know, it wasn't looking good. But after, can't remember where it was, I think it was after the semifinal round, we started, that's the first time I'd actually done any math. And you know, I thought actually that we may not be able to come back from it. We looked at the numbers and we're like, gosh darn, we do have a shot at this, guys, you know. And things fell our way. You know, we had some kids that won matches that, you know, were must win matches. We got some help from Tucker Sell up at Abilene that beat one of Chanute's kids, and things just fell our way. And, you know, hats off to Coach Albright. You know, they work hard too. But I'm just glad it was us that ended up with the title of, obviously, but you feel bad for them, but you feel really good for your kids. And you know, doesn't mean anything starting this year, though. We got to get back to work.
That's right. And I appreciate the shout out to Coach Albright. You know, he's definitely one of them that has really risen the level of the state of wrestling in Kansas for sure. So that he's got a good thing going there in Chanute.
You bet.
So like Coach Means of Goddard, you have a history in your community and are a Rule 10 coach. Further, as a 1986 state medalist for AHS, you have more than a casual interest in the program. First, what does it mean for you to put a competitive program out there from a community and personal pride perspective?
Well, I tell you what, I know it's not always true, but in my mind, I feel like having a coach that is a hometowner, that, you know, he's going to be there. In my opinion, they're always going to be there for the right reasons. I'm not saying that other kids, you know, other coaches that aren't hometowners aren't going to be, but you know, you understand, you know, everyone in the community, they know you, they know what to expect from you. You know, obviously Andale's full of, you know, good families, good hardworking kids. They know what hard work is. And you know, on one hand, you know, it puts some extra pressure on you that, you know, if you're a hometown boy and don't get the job done, you know, that's embarrassing. But you know, we've got a good kids programs where it starts out at, and our Brawlers wrestling club with all the parents and coaches we've got there. It feeds us good kids, and the system is the same. You know, what we do in our Brawlers wrestling room is the same technique that we drill in our high school room. And so there's, you know, when they come through the Brawlers room, it's a pretty seamless transition into high school wrestling. And it's definitely, it's a challenge that, you know, the coaches and I all accept. You know, my son-in-law Trent Cox is I call him an assistant coach. Shoot, he's a second head coach. We kind of split up technique and tell you what, having a young kid like that in the room, any old geezer that tries to tell you the kids look up to them more than they do those young guys is telling you a fib, I think. But you get a kid like Trent Cox in there that was a three-time state champ, and he wrestled up at UNO before they killed that program off. There's a lot of respect there. Coach Stroot, was our other assistant coach. It was a little guy, great with our little kids, little guys in the high school room. And we had our coach Deegan. He's a football coach, O-line coach out here at Andale. I don't know if you've heard, but we do play football at Andale. And
for sure.
And I tell you, having the support of the football program is vital. We got to, you know, they, and of course I've been bothering Riley Marks for years about wrestling, and the football coaches are actually the ones that kind of, you know, I would say that they had more to do with getting him out than I did, really. They kept bending his ear. And you know, when you win a state by, I don't even remember what we won it by, a point and a half, you go down the line. Anyone who won a match at state, without them winning that match, we don't win state, you know. So, you know, having the football coaches back in your program is a huge, huge help, too. We got a heavyweight that came out for the first time. I guess he wrestled his freshman year a little bit and didn't stick it out, but we think we'll get him back this year, and he might be he was pretty green last year, but we're hoping maybe sneak him up to state this year. But I tell you what our administration's really supportive too. We had a bond issue go through here, and we got a little bit of the money to do some remodeling in the wrestling room. And we're going to add about another third space of mat space, and have our own little workout area too. And we're going to remodel the locker. I say we're going to, we're about done with it. So, you know, a little success kind of, you know, breeds excitement. And you know, we know we're going to have another shot at it this year, but you know, you got teams again, Chanute, Tonganoxie, Augusta's going to be tough. You know, Rose Hill has some tough kids. I don't look at other teams, I, you know, from memory, I just know who you just know.
Right, sure,
you know who's going to be knocking on the door. So for the team title. So we know we got work to do.
Go back to that Rule 10 topic a bit there, and involvement of your football program, football coach actually on staff. What are the implications of not being, or of you, of not being in the school throughout the year, and how do you keep on top of the grades, the behavior issues that might crop up, the schedule changes that might happen because of weather and other kind of things that go on, and just the day-to-day happenings at Andale High? How do you keep your pulse on things and kind of know what happened during the day when you come to practice each day?
Knock on wood, we've got good kids. I'm not saying they ain't ornery. But we also have an administration that they respect our administration, and they know that if they're not doing something right in school, that there's repercussions in the wrestling room too. So, you know, I didn't, a few kids late to practice a few times, but I don't want to jinx myself, but I'm telling you, we've got good kids, we've got good parents and good support. And being Rule 10, I keep in mind that when you talk about the kids, I've been coaching most of these kids since they were 4, 5, 6 years old, in our, you know, at the Brawlers, at the kids club level. So, there's none of them that are strangers to me. So, the Rule 10 part, and I'm active over, I went to school there, Friday nights on the sidelines keeping stats for the football team, and my girls run track, and so, I know all the kids, they know me, and so that's, in my particular case, that's not an issue. Coach Means over there, I don't know, big 5A, 6A, 5A, bigger school like that, I'm sure it's a different story. But Andale, we're 3A in football, 4A wrestling, and the rest of the sports. So it's not, I can see where it could be an issue. But for us, absolutely no issue whatsoever.
All right. So for years, the Andale program has been known for its bring your lunch pail, hard nose, get it done style. You talked about the connection with the kids program, but just how is that nurtured and developed through those years?
Well, I'm going to jinx myself one of these times. I'm going to say it one too many times, but the kids program, the high school program, our parents let us coach the kids hard. And, they when they get out into the real world and they're not working hard, they're not cutting the mustard, they get canned, they get demoted, whatever it might be. And, that wrestling is just, it's such a, as far as life lessons, there's no other sport, no offense to the other sports, but there's no other sport that teaches what wrestling does. And our parents understand that. We don't have, in my experience over the years in the kids club, we've had a few, run-ins with parents and parted ways with them, but it's not very doggone often. And when you have parents that let you coach, it makes it, number one, it makes it more enjoyable. Number two, not that I would look over my shoulder, but you don't have to look over your shoulder. I mean, we think that we've got a system that works and parents respect that. They can't question that. We've turned out some good kids so it hasn't been an issue for us. That's for sure. And you're right. Andale's we're grinders. Look at the football team too. There's no one on that football field this year that's in my opinion, that's going to be, an all-state type player. There may be one or two, I don't know, but I'm telling you, there's going to be 11 guys flying at you when the ball snapped. That's what you get when you get out there to Andale. And it doesn't matter what sport it is. The one thing that I wish we were better at, and I'm sure everyone's in the same boat, or most schools are, is numbers. Wrestling is it's a tough sport, and there's some, I'd say every kid is made out for it, but I think probably the biggest thing is there's some parents that might not be, because it is tough. just especially when kids are young, it's tough to sit in those stands and watch your kid take one on the chin. And so it, you know, it takes a certain kind of a parent to be able to do it too. You know, and not that parents of kids that don't wrestle are bad parents, but I'm just, you know, it's tough mentally for the kid and for the parent. And I wish we could get better numbers. Our kids' numbers the last couple of years have been bigger than ever. So we think that's going to get better. And we're going to have a full squad this year. But we definitely need to work on numbers.
The program, the position opened up in relatively to the success that Andy Ellis had. The program is struggling a bit. So you take over the program. How did you go about assessing what was headed in the right direction, what needed to be changed, and then how did you go about that transition to the head coach position?
Again, I mentioned Trent Cox earlier, and he's we actually had, you know, the year before I had him come in a few times and show some technique and work with the kids and the kids program. You know, I could see it. You know, they really respect him and they'll run through a brick wall for him and we brought him in and it's tough on him. He's got a kid. You know, last year he had a kid that was a seventh grader, and then he's got a kid that was a kindergartner. Trying to balance, getting over to watch them a little bit and coach them and still take care of the high school too. It ended up working out well. But you know, I think hands down, that was the key to get him in there. And, you know, I think we turned the room into a little more positive room again, I've said it 10 times already. You know, we got good kids that do what they're told, and I'm not saying that they always like what we do, but you know, they don't question it. They tell them what to do, and they'll go do it.
So, how do you plan on? You set the bar pretty high, jumping in there. So, how do you expect to maintain the expectations and that level of success going forward?
Well, you know, number one, you gotta keep turning kids up out of the kids program. And you know, we actually lost four good seniors last year, two state champs, Hector Serratos, Caden Winter, both Caden's out at Pratt wrestling for Coach Kepley and Hector up at Kearney, Eli Awad at Newman for Coach Smith. And our another one, Jake Ingebrick, he got hurt, had a shoulder separation. He wasn't even able to participate in the qualifying series, but you know, we lost some leadership there and we've got a couple of good freshmen moving in that'll fill spots for us that we think both of them have a shot to get on the podium this year to make up some of the points that we'll lose from our seniors, from Hector and Caden. And then, our other guys got to score more points at state. We're solid top to bottom. You know, there's no, if you want to call them a fish, you know, a guy that you get a kid that had never wrestled before that you don't, you know, you got an open weight, you throw him in there. We've got kids that are solid at every weight. Well, we've got a few that have only been wrestling 2, 3, 4 years, but they're coming around and we feel like they can, we got a couple of them that can make it to state, maybe win a match at state, score some points for us. And we got some placers from last year that we hope we can move up. You got to replace what you lose. And again, I haven't paid attention to what the other guys lost. I can only worry about what we need to do. But I would say that 4A tournament's going to be another good one to watch in the team race again, no doubt.
So we've been visiting with Doug Eck of Andale, 2021 4A Coach of the Year. Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
All right. Appreciate you calling. Thank you.
You bet. The 2021 Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic is just around the corner. The URL, kansaswrestling.org, will give you all the information that you need to entice and ultimately get you registered. Don't delay. Sign up today. This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. Until next time, thanks for listening.